This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned many, many stories in the Quran. And these stories in the Quran, they are not bedtime stories. These stories are there for us to learn, ponder upon, and derive lessons from them. Yani imagine if you are in your 50s and I tell you how many stories you think you have in your life, 300, 400, 500 stories maybe. Imagine from the whole, yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this book that is going to stay till the day of judgment, he mentioned 25, 30 stories. So you could imagine how valuable these stories are. And who's the one telling us the stories? Allah Azza wa Jal himself. So the story today is literally one ayah. Just one ayah. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, حَتَّى إِذَا أَتَوْا عَلَى وَادِ النَّمْلِ قَالَتْ نملة يا أيها النمل ادخلوا مساكنكم لا يحطمنكم سليمان وجنوده وهم لا يشعرون. A very profound statement from a tiny giant. One of the smallest creations ever said a statement that literally could speak for hours. We all know that Sulaiman alayhi salam was given many blessings. One of them is the blessings of understanding the animals and the insects. So the story started by saying that Sulaiman alayhi salam with his soldiers from the birds and the jinn, they were marching in rows. And they came into a valley of ants, huge. If you put valley of ants on YouTube, subhanallah, it's amazing architect, amazing architecture. You see the way they do everything. It's the most organized creation ever. So this namla, this ant, or before that a little bit, the a'da' of Allah, the enemies of Islam, they took this ayah and they started making fun. And they said, look at the Muslims. In their book, they say that an ant talks. They say that an ant talks. 2009, you go on YouTube and you write down, small talk. Small talk. You will get the report by CBS or NBC saying in 2009 they discovered that ants actually communicate with each other, and they recorded them and they have the conversation. Of course, it's not understandable to us, but there is a conversation between the ants. So the first lesson is, I don't have to wait for CBS to tell me that the ant talk. Allah said it talks, it talks. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one time he was telling the Sahaba, a cow spoke. They said, Ya Rasulullah, how can a cow talk? They said, I believe it, and Abu Bakr and Umar, even though they were not present, to show how much they, you know, whatever Rasulullah say, sami'na wa ata'na, they believe. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that this ant spoke, khalas, I don't have to wait for someone to come and make a study, and then, oh, Allah is right. It's the other way around. Allah said it, we will wait to be discovered. So this ant saw these giants. You could imagine an ant seeing Sulaiman and his soldiers coming. You could imagine. So this ant looks like she was in the security. She was in charge. And she was in a leadership position. She saw the army comings of Sulaiman. She warned all the ants. Oh, ants, rush to your homes. So Sulaiman and his soldiers will not crush you, and they are not aware of it. One Japanese scientist, he did a study about the ants. He noticed, just to show you the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, he noticed that the ants, anytime you give them a seed to eat, they break it in half and they take it down their hole. Because if they took it the full, what happens? It will grow and it will mess up their home. So they break it in half, it does not grow. And they take it down the hole and they eat it as a group. So this scientist found out that the cilantro seed, if you split it in half, it does grow. So he gave the ants cilantro seeds. The ant took the seed and split it into three. Subhanak ya Rabbi. How did the ant know? الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى. Allah created everything and they guided them how to get their rizq. So this ant, let's take some stories from this small statement, short statement. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّمْلُ أُدْخُلُوا مَسَاكِنَكُمْ. So this ant saw that there is a danger in her community. The first thing a person should do, Sulaiman is coming, yalla, bismillah, run, flee, right? Save yourself, not this ant. Rasulullah said, if you're giving the job as a believer, you should master it, perfect it. She saw danger coming, she did not leave. She warned her people. So the first lesson, if you see something wrong, if you see something dangerous in the community, you go and warn others. You don't say, it has nothing to do with me. Because sooner or later it will get to you if you leave it alone. Warn the others. You see someone saying things that are haram, saying things that are bid'ah. Warn the people. First you speak to them, to the person, and you warn him first. And then you warn the people. Do something. You saw something wrong, do something about it. Because we are masters in complaining. We see something wrong on the floor. This masjid is so dirty. Pick it up, ya Habibi. Pick it up. It's our masjid. Look at this here, look at this there. Do something. You see something, do something. This ant did not say, khalas, yalla, let me run. I saved myself. It has nothing to do with me. No. It stood up and warned everybody around her. Second, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّمْلِ. This ant did not warn Lebanese ants and Bengali ants and Pakistani ants. She said, all ants, there's no difference. When we are warning one another, and as it comes to Muslims, we are all one. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. We are all brothers. When the danger is coming, it's going to harm everybody. So she did not select. This is one of the sicknesses that we have in our ummah. Everybody only care about their people. No, you are a Muslim, you are my brother. You are a Muslim, you fear Allah Azza wa Jal. You are my brother. I treat you as my brother. We are all brothers no matter where we come from. أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The best of you in the sight of Allah is the one with the most of taqwa. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّمْلِ. She spoke to all the naml. And then another lesson. When the ant spoke and she gave the warning, nobody stood up and said, who do you think you are? You put that ant in charge as long as your leader is following Allah and His Prophet, as long as he's not coming up with things from his mind, as long as the leader is not coming up with things that are opposing to the Kitab and the Sunnah, you say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. We listen and we obey. They did not argue with the ant. They did not argue with the ant. The ant said something, they followed. Also, as a leader, when you warn someone, You do not just give the warning, give also the solution. She saw the army coming. She did not say, run. No, she said, go to your homes. And she gave the excuse all the time. Haram, haram, haram. We tell our children. Tell them Allah said it's haram. Tell them, give them an alternative. The ant gave an alternative. There's a danger coming. Go to your homes. Why? Sulaiman is coming with his junood, with his soldiers. Gave them a reason why they should go into their homes. Gave them the solution. Even the situation is a panicking situation. It's not a simple situation, but she still gave the solution. Usually, if we hear now fire, run, run. Nobody's going to tell us, run, brothers. There's a door here. There's a door here. Only a wise guy would say that. Everybody else was going to scream, run, run. Give the solution. Udkhulu masakinakum. Now, this ant, another person came and want to make fun of our Quran, and he said, this word, يَحْتِمَنَّكُمْ, crush you, is usually used for glass. What does the ant have to do with the glass? Look at this book. It's fake. A study was made on the ant, and it was found that the first layer on top of the body of the ant is extremely similar to glass. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used that same verb that He used for glass, here used it for Sulaiman and his soldiers to crush. Use the word crush. Now, another lesson. The ant recognized Sulaiman. She knew her messenger. Do you know your messenger? She knew how he looks like. And not only that, she gave him an excuse. Listen, if Sulaiman crushed you, don't think he's doing it on purpose. If he does it, لا يشعرون, he does not mean it. He is giant and you are very tiny. So not only she recognized her messenger physically, she also knew that a messenger sent by Allah will never harm his people on purpose. She gave an excuse to her messenger. And this is another lesson here, that anytime we see something, give your brother, give your sister 70 excuses before you doubt them. Do not immediately go to the false and wrong assumption. We go to wrong assumptions immediately. We all know that when the Salaf used to say, if I see my brother's beard is dripping with alcohol, I would say someone threw alcohol on him. I will never doubt that my brother is drinking alcohol. Unfortunately, the first impression, like I was telling them yesterday, a brother texted me and I did not answer him. Who does Bajur think himself now? He's a big shot. He doesn't answer people anymore. I remember the days he used to answer right away. I got a new phone and I'm transferring everything from one phone to the other and it takes 6 hours. And during these 6 hours, you probably got 50, 60 messages. Give your brother, give your sister the benefit of the doubt. Always think something is, never doubt your brother or your sister. Even if you finish the 70 excuses, you tell yourself, maybe there is something I do not know. Because when this su'idhan takes place, forget about the community. Forget about the community. And by the way, this su'idhan, if you're always from the people who always go to the wrong assumption, trust me, brother, you're not going to like this. Something is wrong with you. This is you. This is you. Something is wrong with you. You have to fix yourself. This is not right. This is a disease. And this is not only a disease, it's a sin. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الظَّنِّ إِنَّ بَعْضَ الظَّنِّ إِثْ. Allah warned us to stay away from doubting others. So, this very short statement in the Quran, there are so many lessons from this tiny giant for us as human beings to learn and implement. You know, subhanAllah, in one statement, there's a warning, there's a solution, there is a excuse, there is a love, there is care, there is recognition. All of that is in one statement, just in one statement from an ant. Now look, last thing is, look at this statement. How many times we read the Quran and we went through the Surah An-Naml, and we read this ayah. This is the main point. Ya akhwan, slow down when you're reading the Quran. Just like I said in the beginning of Ramadan. Take one ayah. Imagine how much we are missing from the Quran. If one ayah, and I just spoke very quickly, if you go to YouTube, there's a, just put an ant spoke. You will have my whole lecture about it. Imagine I understand the whole Quran like this. Wallahi, our life will change completely. May Allah make us from the people who read, ponder, and apply the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our last deeds, our best deeds, and our last words, La ilaha illallah. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.